Well, one of the major contributors to the small screen was writer and creator of The Twilight Zone, Rod Serling.
Oh, of course.
In this clip from a 1972 episode of I've Got a Secret, Mr. Serling demonstrates a technology that would revolutionize how we view and use our TV appliances.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, Rod's secret is that he was playing electronic ping pong, defeating me by quite a large score, we've been using, to do all that, this new computerized gadget called Odyssey. You may have seen
it
advertised.
Incredible.
It's by Magnavox, isn't it, Rod?
Yes, and the reason I wasn't paying any attention, that I was so committed to beating Steve Allen. I really didn't hear you.
A rugged competitor. But this is a marvelous thing. You can attach it to your own TV set, they tell me. And let me see. If you want to play table tennis, you just put this little computerized circuit card in there.
And a Japanese gentleman comes and attacks you.
Right. How many other games are there, Rod? Are there a lot of other games
you can
play?
Oh, there are quite a few. There's football, basketball, hockey, roulette, cat and mouse, a game called cat and mouse. It's really quite
Well, it was a waste of time me doing 6 years on Hogan's Heroes, wasn't it, Rod? If you're going to watch that.
Rod, thank you so much for telling
us. It's a bedroom game.
This was a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
Now, little did they know what was going to happen. John, did you play video games as a young man?
You know, I'm at a terrible disadvantage because I completely missed out on playing so many of the early video games, and now I'm basically afraid of the modern ones because I feel I don't have the essential reflexes that were developed. But I have to say, I actually did play on some of those early Odyssey games. There were some neighbors of ours who had a system like that, and I remember seeing it. And of course, you know, it was just the most amazing thing in the world that you could see something like this cartridge. And you know, in those days, you could look at a TV screen and you could see a big square blip that represented some sort of ping pong ball moving across the screen very slowly, and you were just convinced that you were living in the 25th century as soon as you saw that.
I'm just like you. I never graduated past Pong.
Well, thank you. See, you and I can at least quietly be sitting over in the corner of the old age home playing that sort of thing together when other people are taking on, you know, Quake 9000 or whatever.
Exactly. <right. laughs>